Welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 at 9 with me, Tego. And as always, I love bringing experts, but today is a little different. See, she's an expert. Yep. She's had millions of people listen to her on, you know, radio for years. Yep. But she is my sister from another mister and another mom. Jennifer, yay, Hammond's in the building. What's happening, Jennifer? There
she is. You knew I had to answer that way. I am the yay girl.
You are the yay girl. And we met, you know, not even a year ago. And it's felt like, you know, you've been a part of the family forever now. We just talk all the time. And it's like you'll send great, great people to us. I mean, there's amazing things. I just announced that, you know, we're doing Secret Knock. That's because of the intro you brought on. And I got to meet Greg Reed because of you and Shannon and, you know, Jen Duplessis, that's the book I'm in. I just want to start the first minute of this crazy 9 minutes by saying thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you've done and believing in us and our mission and all that we're doing. You are the absolute best.
Thank you. And I'll have to do the yay! Because it makes me so happy to help others and somebody, especially like you. I just love, thank you for your service. Thank you for being a veteran. Thank you for all that you do to help bring and lift other people up. I mean, I have to say all those thank yous because, again, you're going to be the producer for my TV show. I mean, there's so many cool projects we have. Okay, we'll be secret about that for now. But we have so many exciting things that we are going to do in the future together. And it makes me so happy to know you. And I do. I feel like you're my sister. I've known for, you know, forever. And I can get lost talking and go, oh, my gosh, how many hours do we just what just happened? So, yay.
Yeah, you call me and say quick call. And I go, OK. And then an hour and a half later, we're like, we better go back to work. You know, we've been going at it for a minute. Now, before we run out of minutes, because, you know, Mr. Grumpy is sitting back there at 9:09, he's going to cut us off. So before that happens, let's talk a little bit about your history, because it's going nuts right now. Real estate is absolutely nuts all over the country. What the heck is going on in the real estate market?
Well, you know, with all of this interesting, let's say, pandemic and people staying at home and working from home and educating their children from home, priorities have changed so much all over the country. And so what do? We need to focus on what is our definition of home and work and play and family? How does that relate to our real estate? So not only just buying maybe a different home, because, like, for instance, if you were living in one of the cities like DC or New York City, you may have now decided that your tiny little condo is not going to make it for you anymore. And now you're going to need to spread out. But like in the Washington, DC area, one of the big trends we see is that people are moving to the beach. They're going, why not? If I'm going to work virtually, why not walk where I can actually go for a walk
on
the beach in the morning? And I'm 3 hours away. So if I need to come back to Washington, DC, and the same thing with New York, we're hearing it from all of not only the licensed real estate agents, but also the trends. And then I'll skip over to real estate investing. And so one of the biggest trends that we see in real estate investing is, of course, we see a lot of people who are interested in the big multifamilies, because some people are like, you know what, with such uncertain times, I just want to do some renting. So we're seeing kind of both sides of that coin right now.
Yeah.
Very interesting time.
I mean, it's really interesting because I was going to ask you about that. It really does seem like people that were living, you know, in small towns and country and all that, they're going, well, I've always wanted to live in the city. So they're moving in, you know, and then there's people that are living, you know, in the city and they're like, I'm sick of all the people. I'm sick of the sky, you know, high rises. I'm hitting the beach. I'm going to go out into the country. I'm buying a ranch. It's just, it's amazing how that's happening. As a real estate investor, would now be a good idea to start investing, or if they missed that bubble because we're quote unquote coming out of COVID? We're not, but that's what they're saying.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, number one, there's always a great time to get into real estate investing because if you understand how to analyze a deal, which means numbers, 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 actually looking through the numbers and seeing if that actually works for you. Like for instance, with multifamily investing, there are so many things that are important and it's not what you would think is top of mind. It reminds me of people who refinance, which we can talk about in a minute, when you're looking at the interest rate and you're not realizing with multifamily, you don't want to just look at the purchase price because there are tax benefits. There are all sorts of other things that you can actually, that are more important a lot of times than just having that purchase price. So you need to be able to work the numbers to make sure it actually works for you. And you need to look at the trends in that area. So like, for instance, let me give you an example really fast, and I know we're going to run out of time fast, but one of the things that we talk about was one location, location, location that was always incredible was right around a college or a university. And that is not necessarily the case because guess what? Now we're really focusing on the future and looking at what are we going to do as far as distance learning? Are we still going to have so many
Yeah, that makes sense because I've got a cousin, he's in college right now and he was going out of state and then COVID hit. He started doing, you know, everything back here in Vegas and he's not going back. The school is opening, but he's decided that he's just going to finish his senior year here. So I can understand that. Yeah. And, you know, in Vegas, I wanted to ask you this too. Well, one, tell people how to find you before Grumpy cuts you off.
Yes, JenniferJHammond.com. That website is just, we just redid it. It's amazing. JenniferJHammond.com. It has all of my online classes. If you want to learn real estate investing, if you're a first time home buyer and you want to learn where do I get free money? Where do I get grants? Where do I get the right mortgages? A zero down payment, as you know, the veterans loan. All of that stuff is JenniferJHammond.com. So JenniferJHammond.com. You can also find me on Instagram. I'm on TikTok now. I'm starting to have fun.
Okay, you got to teach me, sister, how to TikTok because I don't know how to TikTok. Wait, we got to get this question in because we're going to get hurt if we don't. In Vegas, as I drove around, which I don't go out much, but I drove around the other day and I noticed all these like condos and apartment buildings and, you know, multi-level starting to come in and it felt like Chicago. You know, it's like all of a sudden we're getting multi-level. We're usually single family and townhouse town. You know, why is that happening in cities like Las Vegas? Do you know?
Well, I do know that some people are wanting to actually live more simply. So they may have, again, just like the person in New York City who was like, that's it. I can't live in this tiny little apartment that doesn't even have a kitchen, that I just had a coffee maker and a microwave. Now I actually need a real kitchen where I can actually educate my children and work from home and all that kind of stuff. The same thing is also happening for people who had ginormous places and they're reprioritizing, well, what do I really need? Could I actually live in a smaller space and actually economize on what I have and what I need? And people are starting to say, well, I don't need that many books. I don't need that many clothes. I don't need, because I'm not going into the work. I'm not doing the same stuff. So it's just a change of priorities, which again, is like real estate investing. If you are, you know, in at all interested in the multifamily, this is an amazing time because those people who are in the transitions, they're going to go to rental apartments until they figure it out, until we sort all this kind of confusion out. But it's a very good investment for the real estate investors.
Awesome. So we're going to get cut off in a minute, but I just want to make sure people know how to find you, JenniferJHammond.com. And you've always taught me that it doesn't matter where you are. If you want to be an investor, you can start small and go big, or you can be big and go even bigger, correct?
That's right. I always say, go bigger, go bigger, go bigger, because you can always be successful. You just need to know the principles.
All right. Before he cuts us off, give us one more. I almost got it in. I'll do it for Jennifer. Yay, Jennifer. She was here. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Yay, Hammond, for being on the show today. If you guys want to reach her, hey, send her an email. Reach her out by email, something on Facebook. Find her. Jennifer's everywhere. Jennifer J. Hammond. I thank you for watching. I hope you'll be here next time. And as always, I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time.